Nothing's changed. I would think that would be a good message for us today. You know, it's the same through these signs and sermons that Jeremiah faithfully declared. It's the same result today. We need to pay attention to what God's doing. We need to follow Him because there's trouble coming on planet Earth. Maybe you noticed. Excuse me. Weather's acting funny. We're getting winter and spring. Spring and winter. That's just to mention nothing. Anyway, Jeremiah was faithful to declare there's trouble coming. And he told them that the only way to escape the trouble and the calamity that's coming is to submit to the will of God. Hallelujah. He told everyone in Jerusalem, everyone he could. And you know, I have to say about Jeremiah, there were many forces that came along to try to douse the fire that God had lit within him. Amen. That was for Jeremiah. Now I want to say there's just as many that are going to come along and try to douse the fire in you that God has lit in you. An abundance of trouble that wants to put out your light. You know, it's like a pilot light. Just keeps on burning. Hallelujah. The pilot light of the Holy Ghost. And so Jeremiah learned a wonderful lesson. And he found out that you couldn't extinguish the fire of God. Jeremiah found that the fire of God couldn't be extinguished by external circumstances. The fire in you can't be extinguished by external circumstances that come along. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah was given a ministry that only God himself could accomplish. And it was the work he gives men to do. God is sovereign. Hallelujah. We're going to talk a little more about that in a bit. But there was a power that sustained Jeremiah. Praise God. And it's the same power that sustains each one of us. It keeps us. And it keeps us in hard times. So there was a secret something that was keeping this soul alive. Jeremiah, I'm talking about. So you see that his public life of Jeremiah was sustained and kept by a hidden life, by something that was hidden behind the scenes that couldn't be seen. Hallelujah. Do you have a hidden life within you that's sustaining you, that's keeping you? In 16th chapter, I think it's the 16th. What have I got written here? 15th, sorry. And the 15th chapter and verse 16 tells us that your words were found and I ate them. Your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. And so Jeremiah was finding out that the verses in Hebrews 4:12 that says the word of God is living. Amen. He is finding out that this word of God has its own vitality, has its own life source within it. And he was eating the word of God and being sustained and being kept. Hallelujah. And it became his life source. But you know, he was greatly troubled. He had more trials. You know, nobody would listen to him. The word of God were coming to him, and he was spreading it everywhere, and everybody hated him for it. Because, you know, in Hebrews it says the word of God is a living, but it also says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And when you tell people that are in the world about the word of God, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. If you tell people about the word of God who are walking in their flesh, watch out, they might turn on you. And that's what happened to Jeremiah. They were turning on him. They said, we don't believe a word you say. They persecuted him until the prophet was depressed. You ever seen a depressed prophet? If you want to see one, you could read about Elijah. You could read about Jeremiah. He was depressed. And he said to himself, I'm not doing this job anymore. I thought it was glamorous. I thought it would be easy. I thought it would be without pain and without mourning and sorrow and grief. But I've had nothing but trouble since I took on this job speaking the word of God. So he was going to turn back. He tells us in chapter 20 and verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him. That'll fix the problem. Nor speak any more in his name. But the word was in me, in my heart, like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. Whoa. Jeremiah was finding out who's in charge of his ministry. Amen. And so this word of God became a fire in his soul, a burning fire that he couldn't hold back. And so he had to, no matter if he liked it or not, he had to submit to this word of God. And whenever you see a man or a woman being persecuted and that are walking in holiness and they're resisting temptation and they're being attacked, but yet they're lifted up. There seems to be a power that's upholding them, that's uplifting them. And I want to tell you, there's a spring within them, a spring of living water that springs up and sustains those that are being persecuted and troubled. And, you know, those that have trial after trial after trial. Hallelujah. How is it that they're still here? Because there's a spring of life springing up within them that sustains them, that keeps them. And many of you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, I want to tell you, this is a portion that belongs to every Christian here this morning. It's a spring of life that sustains us, that keeps us alive. Everything's, you know, I was talking to my son last week. He lives up in Kenora. He said, Dad, everything's dying. He said, everything? Yeah, we're all dying. Everything in the whole world's dying. I said, you got that right, son. I said, but if you read Revelation, it says there's going to be a new heavens and there's going to be a new earth and where Christ reigns. Hallelujah. And God has a chosen race of people and that he upholds with his mighty powerful hand. And I just want to say about those that are trusting the Lord today, that trusting in God pays dividends. And you know, none of those people in Jerusalem trusted the Lord. No, they all turned away from the Lord and they turned away from Jeremiah and what he was saying. And guess what happened? They were carted away into captivity. And I just want to say, now when trouble comes our way, and we're all wise enough to know it's coming, sooner or later we get our share of it. And I just want to say, we can't focus on our circumstances when trouble comes. And if you do, you're going to be just like Peter when he got out of the boat. You're going to look at the wind and look at the waves, and you're going to go, oh my God, and you're going to start sinking. You have to keep your eyes focused on the sovereign God. Hallelujah. We have to keep focused on him. We have to keep our eyes on him. And he's got to be our reference point. And the reason I'm saying that is because if you want to make sense of the things that are happening that don't make sense, we're going to have to look at Jesus. We're going to have to look at the sovereign God and understand that we can't discern everything that's happening in this world by our circumstances, because our circumstances oftentimes are distorted. They don't tell us the truth. They certainly don't tell us the whole truth. And we only see what affects us. We only see what's causing us pain right now. Come on, get your eyes off your pain. Get them on Jesus this morning. God's got something he wants to do for you. Put your trust in him. There's dividends that God pays out to those who trust him. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man and woman who put their trust in the Lord. So as a reference point, we have to be looking at God all the time, because we'll get a distorted view of what's going on if we don't. And we need to understand that the sovereignty of God, and the dictionary meaning for sovereignty is supreme in power and authority. Hallelujah. Supreme in authority and power. Praise God. So we don't understand everything that's going on, but we know who's in charge. And Donna's favorite saying is, it says, I don't know what's coming tomorrow, but I know who's in charge. Hallelujah. That's trusting in the sovereign God. And you can't trust in the way things look, because things don't look so good oftentimes in a Christian's life. Struggles, troubles. Amen. But we can look to God and wonder and hope in Him. And most of us have lived long enough to know that life doesn't always run smoothly. And we have our share of ups and downs and ins and outs and pains and sorrows. And some people say life is bittersweet. Amen. It's sometimes bitter and it's sometimes sweet. And but when we grab hold of the fact that God is sovereign, doesn't matter how things look, God's in charge. Doesn't matter if things are out of control, God's always in control. He's in my life, He's my creator. He's my controller. He's the one who sustains me, keeps me. He does the same for you, whether we feel it or whether we don't feel it. He loves you. He cares about you. And but Pastor, things come along. I agree with you. Things come along.